Mesechta Saita, Daf Mem Ches, two lines in the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, and the Mishnah stated, Yechlin Kain Gadol, Hever Yedeya Samaisa, that even though Midiraisa, there's a mitzvah of Midiraisa, which was done after the third and after the sixth year of the Maisa cycle. However, Yechlin Kain Gadol stopped this practice, and the Gemara asked, my time, why would Yechlin Kain Gadol do this if Lachir it is a Dindiraisa? And Amra Beisim Akrinda, the Fishenes Naisa Kitikunai, because nowadays we don't give Maisa in the proper way, as Rachmana Omad, the Yavil Levium, as Midiraisa is supposed to give Maisa Risha until the VM, and we continue on Daf Mem Chesam Alav, Venakal Yavinu L'Kayanim, and nowadays we give Maisa Risha to the Kayanim. And Rashi brings that the reason why the Levium no longer receive Maisa Risha is the Kansanua Ezra, because Ezra made a Knas on the Levium since they did not come back after Golos Bavel in order to help build the Bayis Sheni, Kedaminim B'Yavamis, Vekim De'in Naisim Kitiklon, and since Maisa Risha was not given properly, as it wasn't given to the Levium, and instead it was given to the Kayanim, and therefore in Yechayin Lema, Vegam Nisatu Levi, and you wouldn't be able to properly say the pasha biata kodesh min abayis v'gam nesatu v'levi v'lagel yasum alamana kichom mitzvascha shetivisani leivati mitzsech v'lishachti. As lemaisa, you didn't give maisa rishon to a levi, and therefore you are not mekayin the pasuk that states v'gam nesatu v'levi, and you also can't say asisi kichom shetivisani. And the gemara continues and asks v'loydi asham maisus, that even though it's true that you couldn't say vidu maisa but again maisa rishon, why was yechanan kain gadol mevatel the entire Pasha Vida Maisa, if he should have just said that we should say the rest of the Pasha Vida Maisa and nothing about Maisa Rishain. So Rish Lakish states, called Bayas She'im Mizvada Maisa Rishain, that if there's a bias that you don't say Vida by Maisa Rishain, Shuvay Mizvada Shah Maisas, so then you wouldn't say Vida about the rest of the Maisas. And the Gemara asks, my timer, what is the difference if you weren't able to say anything about Maisa Rishain, if the Maisa you could say Vida about Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani, etc.? So Amabaya says, Ho, Paschal Baya Kasa Triva, that since the Torah starts off by speaking about Maisa Rishain, and only after speaking about Maisa Rishain, the pasuk continues and says Lagel Yosu Amana V'Ochlu B'Sherech V'Saveu. And as Rashi says, when the pasuk says Lagel Yosu Amana, that's referring to Maisa Ani, and when it says V'Ochlu B'Sherech, that's referring to Maisa Sheni, as the pasuk states in Pashas Re'eh Leisucha Lechol B'Sherech. And since you can't say Vida Maisa about the beginning of the pasuk, which is V'Gam Nesatav Alevi, therefore you can't say Vida Maisa regarding the rest of the pasha either. And the Mefarshim explained that the Lashon Rish Lakish is actually remiss to this, as he states, and the word bias is a remiss to the beginning of the pasuk that states, and therefore we look at Maisa as if it's a house, and therefore if you don't have the foundation and you didn't get Maisa Rishon, therefore you can't go and continue the pasha and continue to Maisa Ani or to Maisa Sheni. Taisa Mesechlis Yavamis on that Pei Vavim Beis, the Maskel Masava points out that there's machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elizabeth Azayah as to the Ikka din of Maisa Rishain, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Agamara makes a lot of sense, because the Ikka din of Maisa Rishain is to give it only to a Levi and not to a Kayin, and therefore when they were Misakin at the time of Ezra that you could only give it to a Kayin, so you weren't giving Maisa Rishain properly. However, according to Rabbi Elizabeth Azayah, that says that the Ikka mitzvah of Maisa Rishain is to give the produce either to a Levi or to a Kayin, then L'chari, even though Ezra made a takana that a Levi cannot get it, but the Maisa they still gave Maisa Rishain properly by giving it to a Kayin. And L'chari, why would Yechon and Kayin Gadol state that we can't say Vida Maisa, and Taisis over their states, Mikol Mokka, and Kivin Estavo, Lesitai Afla Levium, since the Tziva was to give it either to Kayanim or to Levium, and as the Pasuk says, Kisrahu Lachem, Chelof Avudaschem, Kishmafkin, Isim Levium, Losses Kul Kayanim, Ainzer Kivin Svasai, and therefore once it was Mafkia that you cannot give it to Levium, and you must give it to Kayanim, that's no longer like the proper mitzvah, and therefore you can't say the words Kichom Mitzvascha Shetzivisani, because you didn't actually follow the exact commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe that's why Rashi is in these words on Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. And the Karen Arya points out that even though Kehanim and Levium never gave Maisa Rishain, and they still were able to say the Pasha Vida Maisa, and he explains that's because the Kehanim and Levium don't have a Chiyuv to give Maisa Rishain, and therefore they're not saying anything wrong when they're saying the Pasha Vida Maisa. However, Yisrael, who has a Chiyuv to give Maisa Rishain, just they won't be able to do it because there was the Takana of Ezra, so therefore they had the right to say the Pasha Vida Maisa, as it turns out that they're actually saying something which is untrue. And the Gemara continues and answers the question, although it's true that they gave the Maisa Rishain to a Kayin and not to Levium, however, the Maisa, they all gave the Maisa Rishain to Kayinim. But Tanya, the Gemara asks Akasha, because we have a Brisa that states, Afhu bitala sevidui v'gozal admai, that Yechon Kayin Gadol was not only mebatal vidu Maisa, but he was also geizer that there's a din of dmai, and there was a xeria that when Amaretz sells tfuah to a chava, that the chava has to be choshish, that maybe the Amaretz did not take off Maisa Rishain, and he has to take off all all the rest of the Maisreis. And the Braisa continues and seems to be giving a reason why he was Mabatal Vidoy, as well as why he was Gezan Dmai, Lefisha Shalch Bechol Gvul Yisrael, because Yechon Kain Gadol sent to all the Gvulim in Klai Yisrael, the Rosh Im Afrishin al Truma Gedoyla Bavad, and he saw that Klai Yisrael was only being Mafrish, Truma Gedoyla, and in Maisreishin and Maisreishin, Mitzasa Ma'asrin and Mitzasa Im Asrin. However, Maisreishin, as well as Maisreishin, some of them were taking off the Maisis properly, and some people were not taking off Maisis properly, and certainly they did not take off Trumas Maisa either. And Amalahem, so Yechon Kain Gadol told them, Bonai, Boyva Amalachem, Kashem Chachum Gedoyla, Yesh Ba'av and Misa, and you should know that just like this, it is a deraisa not to take off Truma Gedoyla, and if you eat Tevel, you'll be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, Kach Trumas Maisa B'Tevel, Yesh Ben Av and Misa, so the same applies if you don't take off Trumas Maisa, and even if you don't take off Maisa Ani or Maisa Sheni, then the Ketuvah is considered Tevel, and if you eat it, you'd still be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Omar V'Hiskin Lahem Halakech Peirs, Ma'am Arts, Ma'afish Behen Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. So Yechon and Kohen Gadol got up and he made a takana that anyone that buys tavua from an amaret should take off Maisa Rishon as well as Maisa Sheni, and Maisa Rishon Ma'afish Behen Truma's Maisa, and from the Maisa Rishon he will take off Truma's Maisa, V'Nosen L'Kohen, and he will give that portion to the Kohen, and Maisa Sheni Oyel V'Oichel B'Yushlayim, and Maisa Sheni he will take up to Yushlayim and eat in Yushlayim, or he'll be paid to the Maisa Sheni onto coins and take the coins to Yushlayim, and Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani Hamaisa Bechaveya Olav Raya. However, the actual tefuah of Maisa Rishon as well as Maisa Ani, he doesn't have to give to an Ani or to a Levi, as there is no Issa deraisa for a Zor to eat Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani. And since the only reason that the Chava has to take off Maisa is only based on a Chashash that maybe the Amaret did not take off Maisa properly, and we have a Rav that Rav Amaret Amasrin, and we look at this as a Suffolk Mammon, and we say a Maisa Mechaber Olav Raya, and the only way that you have to give the Maisa Rishon to a Levi and the Maisa Ani to an Ani is only if they bring a Raya that the Amaret didn't take off Maisa. And Rashi is bothered that the same way that we said such a svara b'negei Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani, so l'chayr we should say a similar svara b'negei the din of Trumas Maisa, and he shouldn't have to give the Trumas Maisa to a Kohen for free, and the Yisrael should be able to sell the Trumas Maisa to a Kohen at a better price, of course, because it's Trumas Maisa and it's only available for the Kohen to eat. And Rashi says Mishum de Isbe Avim Misa, that since Trumas Maisa has a din like Truma, that there's a chi of Misa if the Yisrael would eat it, ach ma'olah shalel akfe atzlai, therefore Rabbanu ma'achbed, they shouldn't keep it in his house, but limka l'kayin and sell it to the kayin. Kishem shu ma'akev esloi ma'is rishon and ma'is oni. Similar to the way that we said, he's allowed to keep the ma'is rishon and ma'is oni. Va'oyim ha'mitzvah b'chabel of reya gzera dilma ki mashle gabei ochle as bin a geya of trubus ma'isa. We have a gzera that maybe if he keeps it in his house, then he may come to eat it, and of course he'd be chayim misa based on the fact that he ate trubus ma'isa. And Rashi explains that the Gemara's point is that you see from here that frushi nami le'avim ma'afrushi, that Yechon Kohen Gadol stated that he went around and he saw that people weren't taking off ma'is rishon at all. And how could Rabbi Yisrael B'chirina state l'fishein noisnei seketikdon that l'maisa they didn't give for ma'isa rishon properly and they gave it to a kohen instead of a levi harfush mafresh le, and it's mashma that they wore mafresh ma'isa rishon, but that's not true as they weren't even mafresh ma'isa rishon. And the Gemara answers that this brisa that discusses the takana of Yechon Kohen Gadol is tati tikein, that Yechon Kohen Gadol actually made two separate takanas. And number one, that even though the chaverim certainly took off ma'isa rishon, however bitul vidur chaverim, even so Yechon Kohen Gadol said that the chaverim should not say vidur ma'isa, as they couldn't properly say be'ata kodesh min abayis v'gam nesatav lov levi, because they didn't actually give ma'isa rishon to levim and they gave it to the kohenim. And Yechon Kohen Gadol made a second gzera that since he saw that the amaretz weren't taken off ma'isa rishon at all, therefore gozal d'mai shel amaretz, therefore he was gozer that a chava should take off ma'isa when he buys tefuah from the amaretz. And three quick points. First of all, even though we mentioned that the din of tevel applies as long as he didn't take off ma'isa sheni or ma'isa ani, that is based on Tesis and Mesechus Yavamas on Daf Peivav, and it seems like that from Rashi over here. However, the Rambam is clearly on Tesis, and the Rambam holds that the only time something is considered Tevel is if you didn't take off Truma Gedayla, or if you didn't take off Maisa Rishon, and you didn't take off Trumas Maisa. However, if the Rambam, once a person takes off Truma Gedayla, and he takes off Maisa Rishon, then even if he eats the Tfu at that point, and he still didn't take off Maisa Sheni or Maisa Ani, he would not be Chayim Misa B'yei Shemayim. The Mefarshim explained that the reason why the Amaretz would take off Truma Gedayla and not Maisa Rishon is because Truma Gedayla was only 2% of the Kri, as we know you can take off 1 out of 50, and on a Deraisadik level, that Chita Achas Peteris Sakri, we know even one kernel was poited the entire Kri, and therefore it wasn't a big deal for them to take go off Truma Gdela. However, since Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, as well as Maisa Ani, were each 10% of whatever was left in this pile, so therefore that came out to about 19% per year as a tax, and the Amoraites wanted to evade that tax. Number three, if we're going to say that the reason why they took off Truma Gdela was because they knew that there's a potential Misa B'nei Shemayim, even according to the Rambam, why weren't they nervous to not give off Trumas Maisa if there's still a potential for Misa B'nei Shemayim, as it's still considered Tevel? And the Mefarshim explained that the Amoraites thought that in a Chinami, they have the Chiyav to give Truma Gdela, but they thought that the only time that the Chiyav of Trumas Maisa occurs is once they take off Maisa Rishayin, and once the Levi has the produce, then the Levi has a Chiyav to give Trumas Maisa to the Kayin. However, at this point, the Tfuah was not Chayav in Trumas Maisa, and therefore they didn't think that by eating this Tfuah, they would be over on an Issa of Misa B'nei Shemayim. And finally, Taisus Rosh Masechta Shabbos Adaf Yigimel Amal Vias, that L'chira has our Gemara say over here, Miksasim Asrin, that only part of the Amoraites took off Maisa, if the Gemara over there states that Rav Amoraites are Asrin, and Ayin Shem, that he brings two Terutzim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Va'afu Bitel Samarim, and Yechin Kren Gadol, also will be battled the Ma'irin. And the Gemara asks, My Ma'irin, what does this mean? Amr Rechava, Rechava explains, B'chol Yom V'yayim, Shal Yom Levim Al Duchan, during the time of the Beis Mikdash, when the Levim got ready to sing Shira, and they were standing on a platform, and when they were about to sing the Shira, they would say the following pasuk in Kapitel Mem Dalet in Tehillim, Va'omer Ma'ur Lo Matishan Hashem, wake up, why are you sleeping, Hashem? And then Yechin Kohen Gadol said to them, V'chiyei Shino Lefnei HaMakom, do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu sleeps? V'aloik V'anema, but the pasuk in Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph states, Hinei Lo Yonav V'le'ishan Shem Yisrael. And L'chair, even though it is a Stira, however, the pasuk of Hinei Lo Yonav V'le'ishan Shem Yisrael is referring to the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, and since we have a Beis HaMikdash right now, so it's improper and it's a Zilzan Kvev Shemayim for you to say this pasuk of Ur Olam Tishan Hashem, and the pasuk of Ur Olam Tishan Hashem is El Bizman Shisol Shurim Bitzar, when Klai Yisrael was Shari Bitzar, V'Yivdekhovim Benachas, and V'Yivdekhovim Ar Benachas Ben Shalva and Peaceful, L'kach Nema Ur Olam Tishan Hashem, and it's only at a time when Klai Yisrael is Bitzar, but now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, it's not proper to say such a pasuk. And the Mashal points out that even though David HaMelech said this, and this was at the time that it was a Mishkan, as well as when there was a Beis HaMikdash, however, David said this about the future, when there would be a Golus, and when Klai Yisrael would be Shari Bitzar. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah that Yechin Kohen Gadol was Mevatel the Neikvin. And the Gemara asks, My Neikvin, what does it refer to when we're discussing Neikvin? So Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda says the name Mishmuel, Shem Misatin LeEgel Ben Kronov, Kadesh Yipol Dam Be'enov, that in the Beis HaMikdash, when they had behemoths that were going to be brought as Kabbanites, and in order to make it easier to shech the behemoth and to shech the carbon, the Kohanim would cut the calf between its horns in order that blood should flow into its eyes, and therefore it wouldn't be able to see, and it won't be as strong, and it won't be as steady on its feet, and at that point the Kohen would be able to push the eagle onto the floor and be able to shecht it much easier. And Rashi brings that Lefidus Pshat of Shmuel, then when the Mishnah says Neikvin, it's using a similar term that we have in Yeshaya that means when something is cut. And the Gemara continues, Asiyu Batl Mishum de Mechse Kimumo, and Yechon and Kohen Gadol came and was Mevatl this practice, as he said that by going and cutting the behemoth, it looks like you're making a mum in the animal, and it would be possible to be brought as a carbon. And the Mefarshim point out that even though the Gemara speaks about an eagle and a calf is generally not brought as a carbon sibo, however, the word eagle over here refers to any type of behemagasa, and this practice was done in order to tame a behemagasa when trying to shecht it. And the Gemara continued, b'masisa tana, that although we saw a pshat from Shmuel, however, we have a brisa that states, that the Kohanim would hit the behemoth with sticks, in a similar way that they hit behemoths in front of a Avodah Zarah, and Amalahem, and Yechin Kohen Gadol said to them, that by hitting the animal, you're going to cause it to become an Avela, and until when will you feed an animal that's an Avela to the Mizbeach, and you can't bring such kabbanis onto the Mizbeach? And the Gemara asks, these animals didn't die of natural causes, and therefore an Avela is, how can you say that's considered an Avela? Hashachalu, the Kohanim actually shechted these animals, and since the animals died through a kashra shechita, then surely it's not considered an Avela. So how did Yechin Kohen Gadol state that you'd be Michael an Avela to the Mizbeach? And the Gemara therefore says, El Trefus, what Yechin Kohen Gadol actually told him was, At Masa Atam Achil Trefus to the Mizbeach, then until what point will you feed Trefus to the Mizbeach as a carbon, as Shem and Nikiv Krem Shalmayach, as Yechin Kohen Gadol was that maybe by hitting them and banging them on the head, then they actually made a hole in the membrane of the brain, and therefore they became a trefa. And although generally we wouldn't be choshish that an animal is a trefa unless you actually saw a wound by its head, however over here, Yechin Kohen Gadol said it's still not a proper procedure. And lefi this brisa, then the word neikvin that the Mishnah used is a loshin chavata umaka, it's a loshin that refers to someone that hits something and beats something up. That a person won't even bang his fingers if a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say that that should happen. And I knew Mepharshim that discussed that how could it be that Shmuel, who was an Amora, argues on the Brisa. And since the Brisa specifically tells us that what happened was that they were Chayftais of Maklais and Amalahem and Masat Machinu Trefus of Mizbeach, so how can Shmuel argue and say that Shahim is Satan Eagle Ben Kronov Kadesh Yipol Dam Be'inov, and therefore Amav Hiskalan Tabois Bekaka, and he realized that they needed a way to be able to control these animals and be able to shech the animals properly, and therefore he set up for them rings that they could put the neck of the animal into, and this way control the animal while they shecht it. And the Rambam learns that they set up chains and they put the feet of the animals into the chains in order to control the animals while they shechted it. And the Minchas Seita is that why Eichon Kohen Gadol have a problem that they were doing something to these animals which were done in front of Avodah Zarah, and l'chayr it's not proper to do so in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition, the Minchas Kenais is that why Eichon Kohen Gadol state Ad Masa Atam Achilim Treifis L'Mizbeach, and why do you actually specify the Mizbeach? If l'chayr, if this animal is potentially a treifa, then this would not only be a problem for the Mizbeach, but it would even be a problem for the Kohen and for the Yisrael who receive a chilek in certain kabbonis. And the Tiras Kenaisi is that since we see that Yechon Kohen Gadol was Mesakin Lahem Tabois Bekaka, and there was a way to hold these behemoths while they were shechting the kabbonis, and you didn't necessarily have to hit the animals, so l'chayr, why didn't Yechon Kohen Gadol say that the reason why he wants to be invatled is because they were being even is the derisa of Tzah Balechayim? And the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, which was at the top of Mem Zayin Rebeis, that stated, Ad Yomav Hayipatish Makab Yishlaim, that until the days of Yechon Kohen Gadol, they would have hammers that were banging on Chalamayin Yishlaim. And the Gemara explains, B'chol Shemoyed, that we're referring to Chol Moed, and as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, that the blacksmiths used to do things which were davar avir, which were mutter on Chol Moed, and even so, Yechon Kohen Gadol was not happy, and he was geizer that he should not do work, even if it was davar avir, because Chol Nishmol Merachik, the voice of the work is being heard very far away, and people will not necessarily know that the blacksmith was doing something which was a davar avir and mutter on Chol Moed. And the Gemara continues, that quotes from the Mishnah, Chol Yom of Leia Adam Tzarech Shol al admai, that all the days of Yechon Kohen Gadol, someone didn't have to ask about the mai, kedamaran, as we explained before, as Yechon Kohen Gadol made a takana that every chover that buys anything from an amaret should immediately take off maisa, even if he plans on reselling it, and therefore if a chover buys anything from another chover, he can be sure that that chover took off maisas properly, as a chazakah that a chover doesn't let anything go out of his hand, that maisas wasn't taken off properly. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Mishabat Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin was bottle, bottle Ashir, based on Mishtois, they made a takana that you shouldn't play music and you shouldn't sing songs by a base on Mishtah. And the Meiri explains, Ratzalema based Chuppas Chasanim, that the Issa is to have Shira by a Chasna, and others explain that there's an Issa of Shira by any Suda where wine is served. And the Gemara brings a Makar Shanema, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Bashir la Yishtu Yayin, when there is Shira, you shouldn't be drinking wine. And the Gemara will ask, that how do we know that this Pasuk in Yeshaya is talking about a situation where it was after it was Batlas Sanhedrin? And some explain that this Issa was applicable 40 years before Chubin by Yesheni, as at that point the Sanhedrin was bottled, and therefore they felt that the singing would be out of control, as people didn't have the fear of the Sanhedrin, and others explained that the reason for the Sissa is Zechel Chubin. And the Mishnah continues, Mishim Mason Neviim Rishayim, Bottle Urim V'tumim, once the Neviim Rishayim died, and the Gemara will define exactly what the period of Neviim Rishayim includes, and at that point the Urim V'tumim were bottled, and as Machlaik is exactly what the Urim V'tumim means, the standard pshat is that we're talking about a piece of paper that had the Shem Hashem on it, and it was placed into the Choshen, and others explain that the Urim V'Tumim actually refers to the Choshen, and although they had the Choshen even after the Neviim Rishayim, however, the special power of the Urim V'Tumim would not work after that period of time. And the Mishnah continued, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban by Yesheni, Batal HaShamir, the worm called the Shamir was Batal, V'Neifes Sufim, and also there was a Bittal on Neifes Sufim, and the Gemara will discuss that this is some sort of a very sweet type of a food. And the Mishnah continues, Upasku Anshe Amana Yisrael, and Rashi explains, Anshe Amana, they have betachin Hashem, v'seimchin love lasses toiv, and they rely on Hakadosh Baruch Hu that will always do good with them. Ve'in daigin lechasarin, and they're never worried that they won't have what they need. And the Gemara brings a makar shenema as the pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Yud Beis states, Hashi Hashem ki gamer chasid ki pasa amuna mibnei adam. Hashem should save us because the numa chasidim and the people who had amuna are also gone. And the mafarshim is that why does the Gemara say upasku anshe amuna if it should say upasku chasidim ve'anshe amuna ayin sham? And the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Galil states, Hey Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi Shua said Adis, and he lived lived during the time of the Bayis Sheni, miyom shechar Beis Hamikdash, at the time of the Churban of the second Bayis, in yom she'im beklala, there is no day that there's no curse, v'la yoredat tal lebracha, and tal never comes lebracha, as even though tal never stops, however the tal doesn't work well, and therefore it's not a bracha, v'nitel tam apayis, and the taste of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael do not have the same taste that they used to have prior to the Churban. And Rabbi Yisi Eman, Rabbi Yisi states, af nitel shuman apayis, that the nutritional value of the pears was also taken away. Rabbi Shimon Loza states, Hatayra Nutla Esareach, that because Klai Yisrael stopped being careful about Tayra, therefore took away the aroma of the fruits and vegetables, and Hamaisres, and because Klai Yisrael stopped being careful with Maisres, Nutla Shuman Adogan, took away the quality of a grain. And the Mishnah ends off, Achamim and Acham state, Has Nusfak Shafim Kilu Esakal, since people were involved in this Nus and they did Shafim, that caused the destruction to everything, and it causes famine, and no one has any food at all. Benigay, the last two lines of the Mishnah, Rashi and Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, seven lines from the bottom of the right column states, Tyra, Shepaskim Yisrael, since Klai Yisrael stopped being careful with Tyra, Bitla Tam, therefore the Tam Eperus was Batal, Verechem, and the smell, Shemetech Shay Tyrim, Venegum Tyra, since they were Tar and they were careful with Tyra, Afakaj Borchu, Matira Perisayim, Reich Ra, Mitam Ra, therefore Akaj Borchu acted Mita Kenegamida and made sure that the Eperus smelled good and had good fragrance and they also tasted good. However, now that they weren't careful, therefore Akaj Borchu took away that protection. And Rashi continues, Maisa Bitel Shuman Dogon, Bavoin Pisak Maisos, because Klai Yisrael stopped giving Maisos, Pasak Shuman Adogon, Kishmoy Shal Maisa, that therefore the good quality of the Dogon stopped, because that's the name of Maisa, Dikri Chelev, Kedichsev, Kal Chelev Yitzar. And although the Mishnah only stated Bitel Shuman Dogon, however, others explain, based on Rashi, that it doesn't only refer to Dogon, but it also refers to Tirushin Yitzar, as the Pasak Benegea Maisa states, Kal Chelev Yitzar, Vachal Chelev Tirish, Vidogon, Rishisa, Mashiit, and Lashem, Lachonasatim. And since we see that the Torah used the term chela b'negei tirish in yitzar, therefore when they were mevatel maisa, so they were also mevatel the shuman tirish and the shuman yitzar. And the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated mishabatel Sanhedrin batel Hashem based on mishdoish shenema, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya bashir lo yishtu yayin. And the Gemara asks, who reminded mishabatel Sanhedrin siv? How do we know that this pasuk is referring to a time after the Sanhedrin was batel? And Amar Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua, the Amar Kras, the pasuk in the Eve states kainim mishasha vasu bachurim neginasam. Once the kainim were no longer by the gate, referring to the Sanhedrin that were no longer by the gate of the Beis HaMikdash and by the Lishus HaGazis. So at that point, the Bachurim also cease singing. And the Mefarshim asks, so why did the Mishnah bring the Pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin, if L'chari we should have brought the Pasuk in Eicha, which seems to be more Mefarsh? And they explain, because for the Pasuk in Eicha, we don't see that there's an Issa. And that's why we need the Pasuk in Yeshaya to tell us that when you're drinking wine, there's an Issa to have Shira. And the Gemara continues, Amarav, Rav states, Oida the Shama Zimra, an ear that hears singing nowadays, when they're in the middle of a suda with wine, ta'aka should be uprooted. Amr Rav, and Rav says, Zimra Vesa, if you have song in your house, Chorva Besifa, your threshold will be destroyed. Shenem, as the Pasuk in Sefania says, Kol Yeshaya B'chaloin, when there's a voice of singing in your window, the Chor Basaf, there will be destruction on your threshold. And the Pasuk ends, Ki Arza Ira. And the Gemara asks, My Ki Arza Ira, what does the Pasuk mean to teach you? And Amr Bitzak, Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, B'chi Bayis Hamasucha Barazim Iru, it's impossible to explain that the Lashon Ira is a Lashon of a city, and the Pasuk means to tell you that if there's a house that's covered and protected by cedar trees, then that's considered like a city, as of course that can't be pshat. The Pasuk is telling you that even if you have a house that's surrounded by cedar trees, it will still be destroyed if you listen to music in that home. And Lefi Zed, the Lashon of Ira comes from the Lashon of Aru Aru Adi Seba, which is a Lashon of destruction. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Shema Meino, we see from this Pasuk, Ki Masach Chova, when a Churban starts, Besifa Masach, it starts from the threshold. Shenema, as we saw in the Pasuk in Sefania, that the Pasuk stated, Chayur Basaf, that there will be destruction at the threshold. And the Gemara continues, and some say that the Makar, that if you drink wine in the home, that it will cause destruction, is based on a Pasuk that stated three Pesukim after the Pasuk that stated, Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin. And the Pasuk says that if someone does drink wine, then Nisha Ba'ir Shama, Ushi'ir Yukashar. And the Pasuk is telling us that since you had song in this house, therefore this home will be deserted. And as Rashi says, that Vishia Loshin Beis Hashah Me'in Yoshev, that this is a house which is desolate and no one is living there. Umutaykach She'ir Miraktim Sham, and because the house is desolate, therefore Shadim come and they dance over there. And Umunakim V'Koytin Esharav, and it breaks down its gates. And first of all, we see that based on having wine in a home, it'll cause destruction to the home. And number two, that we see the destruction starts at its gates and starts at its threshold. And the Gemara continues, Amar Baravashi L'di Chazilei Umunagik Kiktura, that I saw this shade and it's choice like a shar, and it broke down a house just like a shor would. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna states that even though we said it's not proper to sing, however, Zimna Dinagde Uda Bakari Shari, sailors and plowers are allowed to sing. Rashi explains, Meshchei Sfinas Bechevel Shari, that those sailors that pull boats by ropes, they're allowed to sing. She'ein Elazazim Lachtam, as the reason why the singing is not for enjoyment, but it's in order to be able to work better. Uda Bakari Shemazamim Beshosha Kharshin, that those people that are pulling the plow, they're allowed to sing at that point. And they're doing this in order to make sure that the oxen go straight, because the oxen enjoy hearing the songs, and therefore they're not doing it for their own pleasure. However, Rav Huna continues, the Gadoi Asa, however, when weavers are working, they're not allowed to listen to music. And Rashi explains, that the only reason that they listen to music is to enjoy themselves, and that would be Asa. And it seems that Rav Huna is talking about even listening to music when you're not drinking wine, and Rav Huna was even more machmer than we had before. And the Gemara also continues and shows that Rav Huna was machmer, Rav Huna batal zimra, Rav Huna was mevatal song, and he didn't let people in his town sing. Come mea avzi bezuzah, and because of that, it was a great schus, and therefore the town was very successful, and 100 geese was able to be bought for one zuz, which is of course a very cheap price. Umea sachiti bezuzah, and you'll also be able to buy 100 sav of wheat with the zuz, v'loyiboy, and even so, people didn't even have to buy that because lemaisa they had so much abundance, and therefore they didn't have to even purchase that. And the Gemara continues, Asa Rav Chista Zalzobei, and Rav Chista was the Talmud Rav Huna, at a later time came and was Mizalzel with Zimra, and he let his town sing and be joyous, and he bought Avza Bezuzah V'loi Mishtakach, and at that time things got more expensive, and there was terrible inflation, and there was a shortage of products, and people wanted to buy geese with one zuz, and still they weren't able to find geese for that price, and you see how expensive things got at the time of Rav Chista. The Gemara continues, and Rabbi Yosef makes two statements, and of course we know that it's an issa for a person to listen to a woman sing as Kol B'Isha Eva, and Rabbi Yosef states, Zimri Gavri, if men are singing V'ani Nashi, and the women respond with the chorus, Pritzusa, that is a Pritzus, and Zamri Nashi, if the women are singing V'ani Gavri, and the men are the ones who are responding with the chorus, then Ke'ish Ben Aris, that's even worse, and just like a fire that took hold of flax, which of course will burn the flax very quickly, and over here also, this man will have desires for this woman, and the Gemara asks, L'mayin Afkamina, L'chaira, since in both cases is an issa for a man to listen to a woman, and Kol B'Isha Eva, so L'chaira, what's an Afkamina, then the first case Rabbi Yosef said, that's Pritzusa, and the second case he said, Ke'ish Ben Aris, and the Gemara answers, L'betulei Hamikameha, that if someone has the ability to mevatel people from doing one of these Yisurim, then he should make sure that the women aren't the ones that are singing, and the men aren't the ones responding to the women, as if so, the men have to listen much closer to the women singing in order to be able to sing the chorus after the women sing, and it'll cause them greater hirurim, and that's why it's Ke'ish Ben Aris, Mash Enkein, if there was Zamri Gavri, V'ani Nashi, then it's only a Pritzus, and therefore, if you can't stop that from happening, then that is the lesser of two evils. And Rashi explains, Ke'ish Ben Aris, Lofi Sha'in Namata, Ozna, Lishmoyas, Mizama, Lanis Achra, V'num Ta Anoshim, Naisin Libam, L'kol Anoshim, V'kol Be'isha Erva, Kedichsiv, Hashmiyini, Es Koylech, Ki Koylech Arev, Umarech Nover, Umavias Yitzra, Ke'ish Ben Aris, and incites his Yitzra, just like fire takes a hold of flax. Av Zamri Gavri, V'ani Anoshi, Tzatz Pritzis Yesh, the Kol Be'isha Erva, Av Inam Mav Yitzra Kolkach, She'in Mizabin, Matim Oznam, L'kol Oinim, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Echon states, Kol Shoysa Ba'abo Mini Zema, if someone drinks while listening to four different types of instruments, maybe Chamish Pranis Loilam, he will cause five different pranis to come to the world. Shenema, and the Gemara will now bring five psukim in Yeshaya, which are all in Perek Hay, and we will read all the psukim from Pasuk Yud Alev through Pasuk Tezvav. And Pasuk Yud Alev starts, Hoy Mashkime Babaika Sheikha Yudaifu, Me'achre Baneshef Yayin Yadlikim, Pasuk Yud Bey states, Vahoy Achina Venefil Taifi Cholol, Yayin Mishdeim Vespala Hashem Leabitu, Maisi Yodav Leiro, and Pasuk Yud Gimel continues, Lachin Gola Ami Miblidas, Uchvoidu Mesei Rav, Vamoyne Tzichi Tzoma, and Pasuk Yud Alev states, Lachin Archiva Shoil Nafsha, Upar Appeal of Li Chayk, Viyard Hadara, Vamoyne Ushoina, Vaolez Ba. And finally, Pasuk Tezvav states, Vayishach Adam, Vayishpalish, Vayne Gavayim Tishpalna. And keep in mind that the Gemara will actually dash in Pasuk Yud Alev Yud Beis Yud Gimel and Tezvav, and then the Gemara will dash in Yud Dalid, which will be talking about a different idea. And the Gemara brings Pasuk Yud Alev, which tells us that this person was very busy drinking wine, as the Pasuk says, Hoy Mashkima Babeka Sheikha Yudaifu, Ma'achri Baneshev Yayin Yadilkim, that this person gets up early in the morning in order to drink date beer, which helps him get over his hangover from the night before when he drank a lot of wine. And while drinking wine and partying, V'hoyachina V'nevo Taifu Cholol, that he was listening to these four instruments, V'yayin Mishteyim, V'es Poyel Hashem Lo Yabitu, and he was drinking wine, and he did not think about the Maisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to the Torah, and we see from these psukim that this person was drinking wine and listening to four instruments, and because of this, there will be five einshim that come through this person, and Maksiv Achrav, as the pasuk continues, and says, Lochein Gola Amim Mublidas, that the nation will go to Golish, Shagarim and Golos Lailam, that this person will cause Golos to the people and to the world, and the pasuk continues, Echvaydim Mesei Rav, that the second thing will happen is that those who are honored will die from Haga, Shemavim Rav Lailam, and this person will cause a famine to come to the world, and then the pasuk continues with the third thing, and many people will be very thirsty. And the Gemara explains that the word tzama over here, which is thirsty, is referring to Torah, that because these people are partying, therefore it will cause Torah to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And the fourth of the promise is adam vayishpalish, that people will become humble and it will bring down people, that this will cause a bezayin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'inish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Lashon Ish in this pasuk refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema, as we know, the pasuk says about Hashem, Hashem ish melchama. And the fifth of the pranis is, ve'ene gebayim tishpalna, that these people cause Klal Yisrael to be denigrated. And finally, the Gemara goes back and dashens pasuk yedalad, umaksiv achrav, and what does the Torah tell us about these people, and what will be their einish? And the Gemara continues, amdaf memchas amabez, and the pasuk discusses that this person will go to Gehenim, and the pasuk says, l'chein echiva sha'il nafsho u'pa'ara pia l'vlichayk, v'yar nadar v'amayna u'sha'ina v'aleiz ba. And as Rashi at the top of the Amid states, la'ach shaviyo chamish pranis halol lo'ilam, after these people cause these five pranis to come to the world, soifa naiflun b'gehenim, they will go to Gehenim. And the Gemara continues, and quotes from Mishnah, mishamesa neviyim rishayim, badlu urim v'tumim. And the Gemara asks, ma neviyim rishayim, what does the Mishnah mean when it refers to neviyim rishayim? Ham Rav Huna says, zed David Shmuel Shleima, and some agrees zed Shmuel David Shleima, because that would be in order of when they lived, and the urim v'tumim only worked up until after Shleima's malchus. And the Meshech Chachma and Pash Sachrimay states that the reason why this was is because only until that point was the Achdus in Klal Yisrael, and there was no split in the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. However, once it was a split in the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, the Urim V'Tumim would not work. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Amar be made David Zimnan Salak v'Zimnan Lay Salak, that during the days of David HaMelech, sometimes the Urim V'Tumim would actually work, and sometimes it would not work. Shrei Shal Tzadik for Osalai, because when Tzadik HaKayin asked from the Urim V'Tumim, it actually worked, and Shal of Yosef Lay Osalai, and when Avyasa asked something from the Urim V'Tumim, it did not work for him. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Shenema, as the pasuk states, Vayal Avyasa, and Rashi explains that when David was running away from Avshalom, so Avyasa asked a question from the Urim V'Tumim, and it did not respond to him, and therefore they realized that Avyasa should no longer be the Kohen Gadol, and they installed Tzadik to be the Kohen Gadol, and he actually asked from the Urim V'Tumim, and it actually worked. And the Mefarshim asked that what did Rav Nachman mean when he said Zimnan Salik and Zimnan Lay Salik, if L'chaya, the reason why it didn't work for Avyasa is because he wasn't ready to be the Kohen Gadol, and really the Urim V'Tumim actually did exactly what it was supposed to, and it showed that Avyasa was not supposed to be the Kohen Gadol, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues that Rav Huna just stated that the only time that the Urim V'Tumim worked was up until the end of the Malchus of Shleima. And the Gemara asks Masav Rav Bashmuel that the pasuk in the Yom Beis B'negei of Uzio HaMelech states by he lidrei shalikim b'mezachayo hamevim b'rei shalikim, that Uzio went to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of Zechayo, who understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And Rashi says b'mezachayo v'hu b'nei shayada shahi b'mei yoyesh, and he was about 150 years after Shlomo HaMelech already died. And the Gemara asks my lab Urim V'Tumim that l'chayo when Uzio went to ask from Zechayo, he was asking through the Urim V'Tumim, and you see that the Urim V'Tumim still worked 150 years after Shlomo HaMelech died, and therefore it's a question of Rav Huna. And the Gemara answers, Loi, it's not a question, B'Nevi'im, that when Uzio went to ask the question from Zechayo, he was asking based on the Nevuah. And the Gemara continues and asks another question of Rav Huna, Tashma, I'll bring you Raya from Braisa, that states Mefurish, that they actually had the Urim V'Tumim until the end of Churban Bayis Rishon. And the Braisa states, M'shechar Beis Hamikdash Rishon, when the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Batlu Ari Migrash, the cities of the Levi'im were Batl, and Upasku Urim V'Tumim, and the Urim V'Tumim no longer worked, Upasuk Melech Beis David, and the kingdom of the house of David ceased at that point. And if someone wants to prove that the Urim V'Tumim actually lasted till the Bayis Sheni, as the pasuk in Ezra states regarding Nehemiah, by Yom HaTeshasa Lahem, that Nehemiah, who is called HaTeshasa, said to them, Asher lo yachlu mikodesh kadoshim, that even though you came up for Bayis Sheni, you still can't eat from kodesh kadoshim, Adam Mei Koyin L'Urim V'Tumim, until we find out Yichus, and we ask the Koyin and we ask the Urim V'Tumim. So we see that the Urim Tumim was still available during Bayis Sheni, and Hamaloi, if someone says this to you, then you'll say to him, Kadim Shem L'Chaveri, this was a saying, just like people say nowadays to the friend, Ashiyichu Mesim V'Yavim Mashiach Ben David. We hope that there should be Tchias Mesim and Mashiach Ben David should arrive. And the Chemi was saying this almost as a bracha, and was saying that we can't know that if these Kohanim could eat Kodesh Kadoshim until the Urim Tumim will work once again. And since during Bayis Sheni, the Urim Tumim didn't work, therefore they were stuck and they weren't able to prove the Yichus. And Lemaisa, we have a clear raya against Rav Huna, as the Brisa states, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Rishon and Pasku Urim V'Tumim, that the Urim V'Tumim only stopped working after the Churban of Bayis Rishon. Because of this kasha, the Gemara now will have to explain that when the Mishnah stated Mishamesin Aviyah Rishonim, but the Urim V'Tumim, the Mishnah meant as follows, as Elam Rav Nachman Yitzhak, Man Aviyah Rishonim, who we're referring to when we mention Aviyah Rishonim, Lafuke Mechagaz Achai Malachi, it's referring to all the Nevi'im, and it's referring through the Bayis Rishon, and it's just coming to exclude Chagaz Achai Malachi, the Achronim knew that they are considered the last of the Nevi'im, and the Gemara will now bring a raya that Chagaz Achai Malachi were the last of the Nevi'im, the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned in the Braisa, Mishamesu Chagaz Achai Malachi, once Chagaz Achai Malachi died, Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh Ben Yisrael, so Ruach HaKadosh was taken away from Klai Yisrael, Va'af HaPikein, Hay Mishtamshu Baskol, and even so, at times, they heard a Baskol, and the Gemara brings two stories about a Baskol, Shepamachas, that there was one time, Hay Mesuim Balias Beis Kuri Berichai, that the Chum gathered together in order to decide if this year should be a Shana Mubaris, and they were in the attic in Beis Kuriya in Yerichai, Nidna Alein Baskol Ben HaShemayim Va'amra, and a Baskol came out from the Shemayim, and it stated, Yesh Bechem Adam Echad Shuroi Shetisha Shechina Olav, that is one person that's sitting with you, it is Roi that the Shechina should rest on him, and he should become a Navi, Elish Ein Deri Roi Lukach, however, there is no Nevuah in this Dar, and therefore he can't be a Navi, Nasan Anein Behil HaZakin, and they realized that it must be referring to Hil HaZakin, Uchshemes, and when Hil HaZakin died, his Bidu, they said a Hesped on him, and they said, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, Talmid Shel Ezra, woe is it that we lost this Chassid and this Anav, who is a Talmud of Ezra, and Vishum Pav Macheres, and it was another time, and a similar story happened, Hay Mesum, Bali Abiyavna, the Chum were gathered together to do the Ibba Shana, and they were sitting in an attic in Yavna, Nidlan, Baskel, and the Shemayim for Amalan, and a Baskel came out of Shemayim, and he said, Yesh Bechem Adam Echad, Shereish Tishchad, Shina Olav, El Shein Deri Zakayin Lekach, and Nasan Inim, Bishmuel Katin, and in this case, they said that it must be Shmuel Katin, Uchshemes Hesbidu, and once again, when he died, they said a Hesbid, Hey Onav, Hey Chassid, Talmidu Shal Hillel, that Shmuel Katin is a Talmud of Hillel, Vafu Am Bishas Bisasai, and when Shmuel Katin was about to die, he actually said some sort of a form of Nevuah, as he said, Shimon Vishmol Lecharba, that Shimon and Yishmol will be two of the Asari Ugu Machas, and they will be killed with the sword, the Chavrei Lektola, and their friends will go out to be killed, meaning that there will be other Asari Ugu Machas that will be killed by other ways. Rashi states, Shimon Vishmol, Rab Shimon Shahir Nasi, Rab Yishmol Ben Elisha, who is a Kayan Gadol, Sharakta Machas Zaban, Lecharav, Shasid Lihari Becharav, that they will be killed through a sword, and the others Lektola, referring to other Mises, and as we know, Rab Akiva, Sarsaka Besari Ben Masrikas, Pipiye Shalbazel, Kiramar Brachas, and Rab Hanani Ben Tradin Shinisraf, that they burnt Rab Hanani Ben Tradin, and Rab Yehuda Ben Baba, Balun Bia Shalbazel. The Gemara continues, Va'afa Rab Yehuda Ben Baba, Bikshu Lema, He Chasid He Anav, that they really wanted to say a Hesped about Rab Yehuda Ben Baba when he was killed, and they wanted to say the same idea, that woes to the Chasid and woes to his Anav, El Shinitra Vashah, but Lemaisa, it wasn't appropriate for them to do so, Sheima Spida Rugin Machas, because it's not proper to say a Hesped when the king puts someone to death, as it will show a bazillion to the kingdom, and it potentially will cause other people to be killed, and therefore there's a pekuach nefashis aspect involved, and that's why they didn't say a hesped on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and as Rashi says, Me'imas HaMelech Lefikach Michu Biyadam, and the Gemara continues, and quotes from Mishnah, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShamer, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then the Shamer became extinct, and the Gemara brings a brisa about the Shamer, Tanur Rabbanim, we learned the brisa, Shamer Shabai Bana Shleimah's Beis HaMikdash, when Shleimah built the Beis HaMikdash, he used the Shamer as one of his tools, Shanem, as the pasuk says, that Bayis be Binasai of Shleimah Masa Nivna, Umakivas Vagazan, Kol Kli Basil, Nishma Bayis be Binasai. When the Beis HaMikdash was being built, it was built with complete stones, and there were no tools of iron that were heard when they were building the Beis HaMikdash. And the Braisa explains, Hadvarim Kichsavan, that the words that are written in the Torah are exactly the way that they're meant to be read, and therefore we understand that no iron tools were used on these stones, and the Shamer was used in order to cut these stones. Div Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Amalai Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Nechemi said back to Rabbi Yehuda, V'chiav Shleim Kain, is it possible to say this? V'alik V'anema, but the Pasuk says, Kol Eila Avonim Yikaris, and it says, M'gayeris B'magayra, that these Avonim, which were very expensive stones, they were cut and they were filed with a file. Therefore, we see that tools were used for the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara continues, in Yisra Rabbi Nechemi, Im Kain, if that's true, Mat HaMalei B'lei Nishma B'bayis B'banasai, that what does the Pasuk mean when it says that there were no iron tools tools that were heard when Shlomo Melech was building Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara responds, Shayim Misakim and Bechutz Umachnas B'Befrim, that in the Hanami they only used the tools outside of the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash, and after they used the tools to smooth out the stones, they brought the stones into the Makam HaMikdash. And the Gemara continues and brings a third Shita. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi explains, the Run Div Rabbi Huda Ba'avne Mikdash, that I agree with Rabbi Huda that the stones of the Beis HaMikdash were not cut, and the Shamir was used for them, and I agree with Rabbi Nechemya that the stones of the palace of Shlomo HaMelech were cut with instruments and with metal tools. And the Gemara continues in Esra of Nechemya, from Nechemya Shamal Mayasa, a quote of Nechemya who said that you use metal tools when cutting the stones for the Beis HaMikdash, so why would they need the Shamir? And the Gemara answered, Mimbele Chetanya, a quote of Nechemya, they needed the Shamir for the following Brisa, as the Brisa is discussing the precious stones of the Ephraim and the Chayshin, and the Brisa states, Avonim Alolo, in Kaisa and Sibidai, that these stones could not be written on with ink, Mishum Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Pituchi Chayshim, that they have to be engraved, and in addition, you also can't cut them with a knife, Mishum Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Bimloisam, that each precious stone has to be complete and has to be the full stone, and you can't lose anything. And of course, if you cut out part of the stone in order to write the names of the Shvatim, it will actually remove some of the material from the stone. And the Brisa therefore explains, Al Kaisa Leim Bidyai, they would write the names of the Shvatim in ink, Vumaalan Shamir Bechutz, and then they would take the Shamir and place the Shamir next to the outline of all the words, Vehinef Kos Malayan, and automatically the Shamir would cause the stones to split by themselves and would form into the letters, Keteinu Zush and Fkaspi Maisachama, and this was similar to a fig that splits open in the summer months, Ve'ina Chaser Klum, and doesn't lose any of its flesh, and a Chabika Zush and Fkaspi Maisach Shamim, and similar to a valley that cracks open during the winter months, Ve'ina Chaser Klum, and none of the material of the valley gets lost. And therefore, even according to Rav Nechemya, there was a use for the Shamir, and we know that Shlomo HaMelech used the Shamir, as the Gemara in Masechtas Gittin tells us, that Shlomo HaMelech went to find the Shamir, and he captured Ashmendai, who was the king of the Shadim. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned the Brisa, Shamir Zeh, B'yasa Kisarya, that this Shamir is the size of a Bali, U'mesheshim Mei Breshis Nivra, and it was created during the time of Mesheshim Mei Breshis, Ve'in Kol Davakashi, Yachol Amin B'fanav, and the Shamir could cut through even the hardest material of the world. And B'mama Shamir, they say, if that's true, then how can you guard the Shamir and make sure that it stays in its place and it won't be able to cut through and escape? As Karchan Eisa, B'spoigin Shal Sema, that you wrap it in a sponge of wool, U'manichin Eisa, B'itni Shal Evim, Le'yesu B'sarin, and you place it in a lead tube that's filled with barley, and somehow that holds back the Shamir. And the Gemara continues, Amr Abi, Mishachar Midash Rishain, from the time of the Churban Bayis Rishain, Batla Shir Padna, U'schuchas Levana, so we no longer had this very fine silk and this white glass, which was very expensive, and Tainan Mihachi, and we also learned to the Brisa, Mishachar Midash Rishain, Batla Shir Padna, U'schuchas Levana, as we just stated, and the Brisa states another thing, Virachar Basel, and a strong type of iron chariot also no longer existed, V'yeshayimim Afyayin Karish Habar Misner, and some say it was a type of wine which was a hardened wine that came from Sneer, Hadayim Kiguli Dvela, which is similar to a round cake of pressed figs, and that also no longer existed. And the Mishnah also stated that after the second bias was destroyed, the Neifes Sufim, that we no longer had Neifes Sufim, and the Gemara asked, my Neifes Sufim, and Amar Rav, Rav says, Seilish Esofal Gabi Nafa, that it's referring to a very fine flour that floats on top of the sieve, and it doesn't go through the sieve, V'dayim Al-Isa Shin Elisha V'dvash V'shemen, and even though it's only flour, it seems like a dough that was kneaded with honey and oil, and it's a very sweet type of flour. The Levi Amen, Levi states, Shtei Shikikaris in the Bakas Batana, it's referring to two loaves of bread that were stuck on opposite sides of the wall of an oven, and that was the way that they used to bake the bread, by sticking it on the wall of the oven, and even though it was on two separate sides of the oven, Uboyas Achimagia Zuluzu, and there was so much bracha at that time that they would come and swell, and they would rise and come and touch each other. Rabbi Shuba Levi Amen, Rabbi Shuba Levi states, Zedvash Habam is the Sifya, this is referring to a special honey that comes from very high mountains. And the Gemara asks, Me'im Mashma, from where do we see in a Pasuk that this refers to honey that comes from a mountain? Pasuk states in Pashas Devarim, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalad, Vayetze Amir, Yayesh Bahara, Hu Likraschem, Vayedvu Eschem, Kashetasena Advarim, Vayaksu Eschem, Beseir Adharma. And Rav Sheshes, who was a Sagi Nara, and therefore was a Baki in Targum, he actually translated this Pasuk as follows, and some say it wasn't Rav Sheshes, but it was Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef was also a Sagi Nara and was a Baki in Targum, and he translated the Pasuk that the Pasuk talks about Devarim, which is definitely talking about bees, and he explained that like bees that go up, and they fly to the highest point in the world, and they bring honey from the top of the mountains. And the Gemara continues, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Uksin, Kala Nitzuk Tara, Chutz Midvash Zifim Vatzapichin, and this Mishnah teaches teaches us that if someone has a kli tara and he pours a liquid from the kli tara into a kli tamei, so we don't say that the liquid was both in the kli tara and the kli tamei at the same time, but we say that any liquid that gets into the kli tamei, that becomes tamei, and any liquid that remains at the end result in the kli tara is tara and never became tamei. However, b'negeya honey of zifin and sapichim, we don't say that, and that's because this type of honey was very thick, and when you're pouring this honey from kli A into kli B, so therefore it is a continuous stream, and when some of the honey from kli A goes into kli B, then certainly the honey that's in kli B becomes tamei, and since the honey that's in kli B is still connected to the honey in kli A, therefore it creates electricity, and the honey in kli A also becomes tamei. And the Gemara asks, my zifim, why do we call this dvash, dvash zifim? And the Gemara has two answers. Rabbi Eichon says, dvash amazifim boy, that this honey is so thick and it's such good quality that people were able to defraud people through this honey, as they would sell them 100% pure honey, but meanwhile they were adding in a lot of water and they were diluting the dvash, and people weren't able to tell because this honey was still such good quality. And Rish Lakish Amar al Shem Kaimai, that was called Dvash Zifim because it came from a place called Zifim, Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshua, when Yeshua is telling us the different cities that the Shevet of Yehuda received, and the Pasuk says, Zif Vitalim Uba Alais, and Zif is a city. And the Gemara continues, Ki Yetzib Dabataima, and similarly we have a similar machlekes between Rabbi Eichon and Rish Lakish, but again the following Pasuk, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitol Nundal states, Bevoy HaZifim Vayemu L'Shol, Halidovim Mistati Imanu, that the Zifim came and they told Shol that you should know that David is hiding amongst us. And once again, the Gemara asks, my Zifim and Amr Rabbi Eichon states, B'nei Adam HaMazayfin Devarim, these were people that lied, and as Rashi says, they were Shakronim and Holchei Rachel, and they would tell tales. And Rabbi Lezer states, Al Shem Mekayman, that they were called Zifim because they came from a place called Zif, Kedich Siv, as the Pasuk in Yeshua states, Zif Vitalim, and we will stop over here.